producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that. And if you can somehow manage to do that before the last 3 minutes of the program, that would be greatly appreciated. And be incredibly efficient as well. 855-993-7569. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day. Now, Manny, I need to ask you, yeah, what is your favorite dish to cook if you're trying to not poison somebody?
Well, something with salmon usually.
Yeah, you're with salmon or shrimp. Yeah. Salmon or shrimp. What about the two together?
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, yeah. Not bad at all.
Sure, huh? I could put something together with those two.
I have great faith in your ability. Now, are you a sushi guy or not a sushi guy?
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely.
The first time I had sushi was actually in San Francisco, and I'd never had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got was, I would assume, I've never tried heroin. I don't think I'm going to in this life. but a brain rush. It was like, you know, when you eat ice cream and you get the brain freeze?
Mm-hmm.
But this was not cold. This was hot. The first time I'd ever had raw fish, I think it just goes directly to your brain. It's just straight protein. I've had sushi since then, and I don't remember having exactly the same response, but and maybe part of it was psychological, but I didn't know. I mean, you know, I just thought, wow, when they talk about brain food, they are not messing around. So National Men Make Dinner Day. Listen, I am always grateful for anybody who makes anything. I don't even care if it's good. I mean, if it's good, that's terrific, but the fact that somebody else made it. You know, the old joke about the guy sitting around and deciding, there were three men on a camping trip, and they decided they were going to take turns cooking. But the only deal was that nobody could complain. And so one of the guys really didn't want to do it, so he sort of took some cow poop and put it on everybody's plate. Someone says, wow, this tastes like cow poop, but it's good. I know, bad joke. I think it was my grandfather's joke. My grandfather had that generation sense of humor, which is, what? It's also National Donut Day. So, guys, do not think that you're going to be able to take and make donuts in the shape of a turkey and say that that's dinner. Not going to happen. There you go. All right, I just thought I'd point that out. So, so today I did this, as you know, this is the day of the week where I do Doug Steffen's Good Day program. And they want to know about self-esteem, because apparently there's a new study out that says self-esteem is all established by the time you're five. And I said, well, first of all, self-esteem is kind of a term that was much more bandied about in the 90s than it is now. And as I've said repeatedly, that self-esteem is one of the few psychological terms that actually is exactly what it says it is, as opposed to most of them, which is fuzzy thinking. Self doesn't say mother esteem or dad esteem or Sunday school teacher esteem or big brother esteem or girlfriend or boyfriend esteem. It's self. And esteem is an active way of valuing. So, and I said, I think what they're confusing is the fact that Piaget and Freud both had the notion, Piaget, I think, by the time that the kid was 2.5, Freud by the time the kid was 5, that your personality is pretty much intact, which is not the same as self-esteem, that your personality can certainly influence your sense of self, and therefore your sense of self-esteem, but it's not the same. So the idea being that most of who we are is really established very early on. So the question is, what does other people's response or opinion have to do? And I said, well, you know, my example is, if you get 100 people, 100 parents in a room and say, all right, what do you say? What's the appropriate response if your kid says, mommy, mommy, or daddy, daddy, do you like my painting? And I would say that most people would say, well, yeah, you say it's great. And I said, that's not the right response. The right response for helping a kid develop self-esteem, if in fact that is something that we can do, which is, I mean, the question is not, is it black or white? The question is, to what extent? And I would say, you know, if we looked at self-esteem as a pie, which we love doing, right? that I would say, you know, some part of that pie is heredity. You know, it's just your genetic predisposition. If you've ever been around newborns, there are some that are fussy, there are some that seem quite content, there are some that seem angry from essentially the get-go. So it's pretty hard to look at any nurture factor there. I mean, that's nature, right? So there's some part of all of us that is chromosomal, right? There's another part of us that is influenced by environment, right? Which would include birth order, whether or not we're held a lot as a baby, whether we're breastfed or bottle fed, whether we're in a culture that values who we are. And then there's another part that probably includes parenting, then education. And not to mention, there's the whole rest of our lives, is that kids who necessarily, we have a huge number of examples in our society of people who really felt that they were outsiders or nerds or didn't quite fit in as say, teenagers, and then all of a sudden blossom and become hugely valuable to society and hugely revered as adults. So self-esteem, among other things, is dynamic. It's not one thing. But And certainly, so back to the parents of saying, do you like my painting? Most parents would say, oh, yeah, it's great. But the right response is, do you like your painting? Because remember, it's not mom and dad esteem, it's self-esteem. And let me just, for those of you who are saying, oh, no, the parents praising the kid is what works, that if the kid has just kind of dashed this off and they think it's really ridiculous and the parent says, wow, that's great, what the kid does is use the parent as kind of, what's the word I want to say, either a con artist or not very smart or whatever, which is going to undermine any other thing that the parent says. Kids aren't stupid. So, and if the kid, and most parents aren't going to say it's not your best. Well, if the kid really tried very hard to do it, what does that mean? So the answer is, how do you feel about it? What's your sense about it? So that as parents, the way to build self-esteem, as we think about it, is not necessarily to catch our kids doing something right, although that is part of it, because we know that punishment has never worked. But to help our kids understand their options and how they feel about their options and being supportive of their choices, which is not the same as saying, I love your painting, or your painting isn't your best. It's saying, tell me how you feel about it. Tell me what I should see here. Because, and to a certain extent, you could argue that self-esteem, or that esteeming someone else, let's just use the word esteem, is respecting. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to agree with them. It doesn't. Esteem certainly implies the notion of praise, but I think more it implies the notion of, and there's certainly a notion of judgment involved, but also it has to basically have the sense that there's some respect here, even though you may not agree specifically with it, but that you respect it. Okay. So there you go. So if you have questions, I'll tell you what, let's ask on Facebook, what's the basis of your self-esteem? How's that for being psychological and somewhat leaving the door open? Do you like that?
Works for me, yeah.
All right. I'm not even going to ask you because we'll wait till we'll wait till everybody on Facebook has had a chance to do it, and then we'll come back to you. Okay, Nate Turner, American slave leader, is tried, convicted, and sentenced to death in Virginia on this day in 1831. Not the finest moment in American history. In 1872, women suffragette in the United States, in defiance of the law, suffragist, Susan B. Anthony votes for the first time and is later fined $100. Again, not our finest moment. In 1895, George B. Selden is granted the first U.S. patent for an automobile. Now, how many of you knew that? I didn't, right? Who do we think of when we think of automobiles and the first automobiles? Henry Ford.
Yeah.
Which proves to me, among other things, that you need a good PR agent if you're going to be remembered in history. 1912, Woodrow Wilson is elected to the presidency of the United States. I love the Woodrow Wilson stories. First of all, that his vice president, remember that story, that his wife died, his first wife died, And he had a stroke that essentially incapacitated him during his presidency. And his second wife went to the then vice president and said, how should I do president? And the guy said, do I get the salary? And she said, oh, no. And it turns out Woodrow Wilson was being paid $75,000 a year, and the vice president was paid $7,500. Vice president said, nah, not going to take responsibility without the money. That was a man who had serious self-esteem, not issues. He was real clear about what he was worth. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Need need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we have two kind of interesting stories. I think we're going to have a bunch of these coming up because Veterans Day is coming out. The first one, I'll tell you what both of them are, and then we'll go through them. The first one, it turns out that the Department of Defense paid for patriotic displays in at least 50 different instances. The most blatant one being over $1.5 to NASCAR last year, this year. For fiscal 2015, so I guess fiscal 2015 starts from what, July 1st, 2014 till now?
Yeah.
I think that's true, and ends up in July, so for that year. $1.560 million, so over $1 million. And they said they're integral to its recruiting efforts. Both the Department of Defense and the NFL downplayed our assessment, characterizing as an unfounded and inaccurate portrayal of the contracts, but it turns out that it's not true, that they spent $53 million on marketing and advertising contracts with local sports teams between 2012 and 2015. So that's 3 years, so that's basically $15 million a year. More than $10 million of that was paid to teams in the NFL, Major League Baseball, or the NBA and hockey, all right? So the Department of Defense cannot accurately account for how many contracts it's awarded. Well, that's a comfort, too, don't you think? Its official response to our request only accounted for 62% if it's 122 contracts that we were able to uncover, and 70% of the more than $10 million is actually spent on these contracts. So it's not only that they spent money on things that appeared, you talk about lack of transparency. I mean, looking at it through the flag. I mean, is that really what we want the Department of Defense spending money on? Or if they're spending money on it, should we at least know about it? This was discovered. This was not something that was admitted to. But now, here's the other part of the story, which I think is somewhat reassuring. The NFL is to refund taxpayer money spent on military tributes from teams. Well, good for the NFL, which means that probably everybody else will do it. It's interesting because guess who the person who kind of blew the whistle on it, which is John McCain, who is probably the person most associated with vets and vets' rights in this country. So good for him.
Yeah.
They said they're getting out of the paid patriotism business once and for all. After the release of a report from Arizona Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake, wouldn't that be terrible to be... to be a senator who's called Flake? I don't know. I just they said the NFL will refund all taxpayer funds received. There you go. McCain publicly chastised the NFL after discovering this. Nobody admitted to this. Thank goodness for the internet. That armed services branches lavished NFL teams with millions to have ceremonies dedicated to service members. Well, look, I'm in favor of lavishing that, but why should for-profit people like the NFL, I mean, it's not like they're poor, right? Why should they get taxpayer money? Why should it go through the Department of Defense?
Right.
McCain was even harsher about it than I was. It's really disgraceful that NFL teams whose profits are at an all-time high had to be paid to honor our veterans.
Yeah, that should seems to me like something that should be a courtesy. You know what I mean? For something
well,
like that,
or an honor, yeah. But, I mean, for them to be paid for it?
Yeah.
They will continue to accept money from the military in exchange for advertising and other promotional materials. These funds only apply to paid military tributes, which typically come in the form of pregame ceremonies. The New York Jets received $20,000 for honoring soldiers as hometown heroes. So, you know, I don't think that should be allowed. I think that there should not. I don't think, and it's not that the NFL should not accept it. I mean, it's money, but I don't think the Department of Defense should be doing it.
Yeah.
They're looking for an internal audit and refund any money received for paid patriotism. We kind of stumbled on it, but it turns out we're paying a lot of money, some accounts of $5 million over 2 years, some $5 million just in 1 year, and we're really trying to find out what those figures are and what they're used for.
Well, that's my question, is how far back are they going to go with this? Because, you know, the NFL in particular has, they've done, you know, stuff for honoring the military and
for years.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years. Decades.
Well, it's a good question. And how far back? I mean, presumably the Pentagon has to keep records.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how they actually found it. Mm-hmm. They said that they're not paid for recognizing military members. The League will conduct an internal audit. This is the tip of an iceberg. They did not say whether the NBA will force teams to refund money if the audit finds similar agreements. So the NFL has come out saying, oops, sorry, our bad. We're going to refund the money. NBA is saying, we don't know. Major League Baseball and hockey have not commented. You know it's the same deal. And, you know, it's like, no, if anybody but McCain had done it, it probably would have been, oh, well, you know. But McCain is just such, he is so identified with veterans' rights and standing up as veterans that that he got, you know, that I think good for him. So there you go. And good for the NFL. Although, you know, everybody else is going to have to follow through. And in another story of what were they thinking, that I guess it's kind of my hometown, because it's not where I was born, it's not where I live, but it's where I went to elementary school. For most of my elementary school and junior high school and high school is in Denver. They're filing a lawsuit over body cameras. It's not what you think, supposedly, although I think it's exactly what we think, is that they're saying that... I just lost the story, but it's saying that basically
they're not trying to play the invasion of privacy thing.
Oh yes, they are.
Oh my God.
Oh yes, they are. And they're saying that here. I'll just tell you exactly what it is. I think this is a smokescreen, to be quite honest, because we've seen it other places. They said they do not oppose officers wearing body cameras. The policy that was put in place in September is ill-conceived, and the union's lawsuit questions multiple aspects of the program, including how it will affect officers' workloads when wearing them on off-duty security jobs. So, yeah. It breeds distrust amongst community members, and the officers expected to operate this important policing tool. Unfortunately, an ill-conceived body camera program is exactly what we face in the city of Denver. It's not saying why. They said the gang unit will be the first to wear them. It's been planning on this for the last year and a half. The policy continues to evolve as the public weighs in with expectations for officers who wear them. They were wearing the cameras while working off-duty assignments, something that's been recommended by an independent monitor. I don't know how I feel about cops wearing an off-duty assignments. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That seems to me the can of worms. They're paid by private organizations to work security. If they wear their uniforms, okay, here's the deal. They wear their uniforms, use department-issued equipment, and are bound by department regulations. Damn straight, they should have those cameras then. The question is, should they be allowed to do that? If they're paid by private organizations, should they be able to wear their uniforms, use department-issued equipment, and bound by department regulations? I don't think so. I mean, you know, unless the police department is getting part of the pay. Why should the police department pick up, which means us as taxpayers, pay for all that, and they're getting private monies? Oh, folks, transparency, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. Emily, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. This is the Emily that called last week and the week before. I sound like a broken record here, but so it's been a week since I found out about my husband and his friend.
Right.
And talked to you on Friday, and we've been talking an awful lot. He's explained to me that she was just a friend. There was nothing else going on, no sexual activity whatsoever, no interest in that regard, but that he felt like she was somebody he really connected with, and
right.
He doesn't feel that way very often. I get it. My head tells me I'm okay with it. She was out of town for a couple days And I just opened his Facebook this morning and found out that he's been messaging her a little bit last night and the night before. And I just, I'm having a hard time understanding because he didn't tell me, and I was hoping he would be honest with me that he was messaging her.
Well, but so, wait a minute. Before we sort of whiz past that, if he'd said to you, Emily, listen, I hear that this is concerning to you, and I love you. There's nothing else here. And so what I'll do is I'll just tell you when I'm going to messenger, when I'm going to messenger. And he said, okay, I'm messaging her. What would your response have been?
I would be okay with it, totally.
Are you sure?
It would be out in the open. I think I would be. I mean,
well, wait. You just went from I'd be okay to I think I'd be okay. Let's talk about it because.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then what you can say to him is, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You tell me when you're going to messenger her. I'm not sure that, because let me tell you, I don't think this is really what you want. I understand that
right.
You don't want it to be sneaky. But,
yeah.
I mean, first of all, he's going to feel like you're like the mom checking to see he's washed his fingernails, when he washed his hands. Not to mention, by doing that, you're making it a bigger deal than for both of you than I think it has to be. So, I'm willing to talk with you about it, but I think we need to make sure that that's really what you want to do.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So let's just let's just the two of us kind of bandy it about, and in the bandying about, we can also talk about what the alternatives are. Okay.
Right. Perfect.
All right. So we'll bandy it temporarily, but then let's. I mean, so you hear my problem with it is that it's going to make it a bigger deal than you really want it to be, and it's going to smack to him like you're checking up on him. So we can come back to that, but let's look at what your alternatives are, which is to say to him, because I would argue, as I've said to you before, that the issue isn't her. The issue is what she's getting that you want. So if you said to him, listen, your friends are your friends. It occurs to me to say, tell me when you messenger her, but I don't want you to feel like you're under that kind of gun, and I don't want to check on you, and I don't want to feel like I'm checking to make sure your fingernails are clean. I mean, I don't want to be your mom. But having said that, messenger who you want, when you want, but here's the deal. I would like you to messenger me at least twice a day, all right, with something that you think, so here's the deal, husband of mine. What I'd like you to do is when you're thinking about messaging her, what I'd like you to do is say, if I were going to send the same message to Emily, what would I happen? Because that's really what I think you want, is it's not necessarily to obliterate her, although I know in your heart of hearts that's exactly what you'd like to do, but it's really not the point. The point is, I want to be the one that he shares intimacies with, not only physical intimacies, but emotionally. So if you said to him, and I think this is not the time to admit that you sneaked, because that's not going to help you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is to say to him, "Here, I was thinking about your friend and messaging her. And it occurs to me that, the little green-eyed monster did pop up. But here's what I'd really like you to do. And I'm not going to check on you. I'm not going to make you sign a contract. But here's what I'd like you to do for the sake of our marriage. Is I would like you to... basically, anytime you're thinking about messaging her about whatever it is that you're doing, thinking about why don't I messenger Emily about this? And at least start with yoking those two of, I want to get in touch with Matilda because I feel, she's my friend. But I really want I want Emily to be my friend as well. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be the same message, or it could be. I would not include both of them on the necessarily on the messaging.
Right.
But how about if for the next week you message me at least twice a day and think about when you're messaging her, would that be equally appropriate for Emily? And if so, maybe do that. Because it's not that she exists in your life. It's that I feel that she's getting something that I'm not, that I'd like.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. I just didn't know what to do with this. I don't know.
Well, and that's the problem about snooping, is that it gives you information that you cannot very easily use. Because if you go to him and say, look, you told me, and, and I checked, and he's going to say, I can't believe, that you'd snoop on me like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I think the deal is just to say, you know, I wouldn't even reference it. I would just say, look, here's the deal. I'm kind of jealous of that because what I'd like you to do is messenger me. You know, and how about if we just, and I'll start messengering you. We have to find a different verb. I'll start sending you messages. And you could start doing that, and you don't have to be limited to two, and try not to, you know, nag him. But, you know, and they can be sexy little things that say things like, you know, just went past the Dunkin' Donut and remembered the first time that we shared a cup of coffee together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be anything, right? And especially if, and if, what most people do when they get a message is they return it. All right? So you have some control over this just because you can send him a message and then elicit one from him. But the issue is that what you're really trying to do here is get him in the habit of thinking about sharing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And yeah, it works, huh?
We'll try it, see what happens. I mean, because listen, most people, when they talk about somebody else, is, you know, is saying, what am I, chop liver? How come he's willing to talk with us about me? Because especially as women, you know, we know that when women have affairs, they do it for intimacy. When men have affairs, they do it for sex. But I don't think he's having an affair. I think he's being absolutely honest with you that he's found a friend. And men are terrible at friendships because they've been taught that emotions are weaknesses. So what men tend to talk about with each other, and it, again, it varies a little bit about generation, but your husband is of the generation that you talked about baseball and work.
Yes.
And maybe kids. For, as women, we talk about, and when we ask guys about work, they talk about production, and what we want to hear is the gossip. Men view gossip as being beneath them. What we want to hear about is who's dating whom and what people are wearing and if they've lost weight. And that isn't, men view that as gossip. So when they have a woman friend, he may very well be talking about you in a positive way. And, of course, that's part of the pinch of how come he's talking, you know, first of all, he's talking about me, but second of all, how come he doesn't talk to me? But so start seeing if you can find something a bit neutral that you know will interest him, that is perhaps not quite as emotionally, I mean, when as women, when we say to our guys, what are you thinking? What we mean is tell us that you love us. What they're probably thinking about is baseball or work or what they're going to eat for dinner, how, if they want pepperoni on their pizza or sex. Or I mean, and if they told us what they're really thinking, we're either offended or not interested. We got to find a compromise. We got to find things that they're interested in talking about and we're interested in hearing. It doesn't mean we have to... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. He told me the other day that since his prostate cancer operation and everything...
Yeah.
It's made him a little bit nervous, and it's also made him want more authentic relationships.
Good.
And
fantastic.
Usually you don't find that with a lot of men. You find that mostly with women, because men are, like you say, baseball, whatever, you know.
Or so what you do is you find it when guys are confronted with their own mortality, when their world,
right.
the rules by which they've been living their life aren't working anymore.
Yes.
So
and that's exactly, I think, what's happened with him.
I think so, too. So
yeah.
So tap into that.
Right.
And tap into it greedily, but not jealously.
Yeah.
Of saying, look, you know, I want to be there. You know, I want to be in the room with that. Let's do that.
Yeah, because being nasty about stuff doesn't get me anywhere. I know that.
Not at all. And being sneaky about stuff doesn't get you any place at all. But just saying to him, you know, put your arms around him, nibble his ear, and say, you know what? I want authentic as well. I think we've fallen into really bad habits. Let's start having weekly date nights. And you know what? I want to message you. I want to send you messages. I want you to send messages back to me. And let's see. And every time you're thinking about messaging her, ask yourself if it's something I'd be interested in. And if so, then message me as well, even if you message her at the same time. And if it's
right.
not, think about something I might be interested in or tell me, because maybe I would be interested. Okay?
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
Yeah, open it up rather than close it down. All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sugar. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. How about an email? We haven't done one for a while.
Yeah, we got an email here from Chris, and she says, Dr. Joy, a while ago you asked what we would redo. I tried to narrow it down, but I have to say life. From age 10 to about 10 years ago, listening to you for years, I realized my ugly behavior came from my anger over a neglectful upbringing. I was defensive and kept people at a distance most of my life. Dr. Joy, you helped me become more confident and to like myself. Now I genuinely like people and have learned to deal with contentions and problems. Sometimes I think of issues I handled poorly in the past and said, redo it, in my mind, to a much better conclusion. Sadly, some of the people I didn't make peace with are gone, but the future looks much better than the past.
Wow. That's a really nice email. Well, all right, let's tackle the question you didn't ask, which is, what do I do about the people that I would like to have a do-over? And the answer is, write him a letter. You know, because the issue is not them at this moment. You need to believe one of two things. That either they're gone, so it's irrelevant, but it'll help you, or that there is some sort of spirit or soul or intelligence or awareness that's floating around, at which point it can't hurt, it can't wait. So I would sit and make a list of the people with whom you want to make amends and be very specific about it, and maybe even get an amend notebook. And the nice thing is you don't really have to worry about postage. If there's a grave site, I suppose you can go there if you want to feel closer to them, but I don't think that's crucial. I think the deal is to go and sort of make the amends in the way that makes some sense to you. But I mean, it's a wonderful email. I mean, it really made my day. But I think you're right. The problem about anger is it works very well as a defense mechanism, doesn't it? It keeps us from the sadness. And I think people characteristically do one of two things. Either people convert their anger into sadness, which women tend to do more than men, or men tend to convert their sadness into anger. But there's certainly some variations. Was this a male or a female, or do we know from the email, Manny?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Was this a male or a female? Do we know who the letter writer is?
I believe it was a female, yes.
Okay. Well, so again, the sexual stereotypes obviously don't hold up 100%. But, I mean, the very fact that in some ways your letter is almost a confirmation of that, of feeling sad about your upbringing and converting it into anger. And once you could let go of that and understand that you might have not been they may not have been the perfect parents, but you might not have been the perfect child, and figure out what we can do differently. I mean, that's why adulthood was really invented, to kind of sort it out. And as you point out, sometimes we get the opportunity to do it and make the amends, which feels much better. Feels much better for us, feels much better for the other person. But if it's, I think it's never too late, I guess, is my message. You just have to do it in a different medium, and you have to do it with a different outcome in sort of expected, which is, okay, if I had to say this to this person on this basis, and you'll be amazed at how much relief you can get from just doing that, the expediency of doing that, and whether, as I said, you believe that that there's a soul that kind of transcends, or an awareness, or an intelligence, or not, it's an amazingly healing thing to do. I'm just sort of saying, okay, if I had to do it differently, this is how I do it differently. Okay, nice letter though. Like, you know, because that I get asked that a lot of how do you get frustrated about the fact that you never know what happens next? And the answer is, you know, you accept it as part of the limitations or the context, the boundaries of this kind of work. But even as a therapist, I mean, you're only seeing somebody maybe an hour or two a week, which is, they're 168 hours a week. So you're getting the perspective. And sometimes you can see the difference. They used to tease me that I was much better than a hairdresser, that people would come in looking unhappy and leave looking much happier and much better. but I think happiness does, if nothing else, look at yourself in the mirror. And frown, and then smile, and see that it takes, you know, literally 5 years off your age. And I know you can get the wrinkles around your eyes and around your lips, but it still makes you look younger. That smiling is a way of instantly lighting up your face. But, I mean, what we need to do, and again, I come back to my favorite new acknowledgement, which is that our brain is anatomically, biologically something that we're given. Our mind is something that we develop, that there is no anatomical feature on your body that you can point to that says, that's my mind. But it's what we do. It's the feedback loop. It's the choices we make. It's the perceptions we have. It's experiences that we go through. It's the learning that we acquire. It's our personality, whatever that means. So that it's never too late. And so I'm delighted to hear your email. I would have loved to know a little bit more about how you did it and the revelation that you had and how you're making amends and how old you are now. But I'm perfectly willing to settle for the fact that there has been a sea change in your life and you're living your life much more happily, which is, again, one of the things to look at is seeing how we look at our lives is that our attitude is really going to determine most things in our life. Not everything, but a huge amount. And you could say, well, what about death or taxes or sickness? I would say in any of those. You know people who say, thank goodness I have to pay a lot of taxes because it means I made a lot of money. People who say, this illness has helped me understand what's important and what's not important. I mean, that it's a joke about, the twins. And the father gives one who's always happy a room full of poop, and he gives the one who's never happy with anything a pony and all the presents. And the kid who's got the pony and the presents is sorting through the presents, and at the end of it says, is this all? And the kid, the twin who's got the room full of poop, is singing and happy and shoveling, and the father said, what are you doing? He says, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. So those are the choices that we have. And you can say, well, it's biology, it's personal. You can make different choices. You can try it as an experience and see what happens. What if for a week I wasn't mad at anybody? Or what if for a week I only said positive things? Or what if it for a week, and if a week just seems overwhelming, what if for 48 hours? And just see if it doesn't change everything in your life, that attitude really is everything. And once you stop expecting people to do things in a certain way, that's one of my other little statements of expectation is the death of serenity. You don't have to expect anything of anybody but yourself. And even with yourself, you can negotiate with yourself. You can say, all right, today I'm having a good day, so I'm really going to push it. Okay, today is a day where I should really stay away from people because I'm feeling the blue meanies. But is there a way I can get myself out of that? Can I get an ice cream cone or take a hot shower or get another hour of sleep or kick a soccer ball or go and run until I'm, pooped? You have choices, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401k's IRA Savings and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Dale, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.